Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
After the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Sean Doyle's here. Sean is a longtime Brain Trust member. 16 years he's been hanging out with us. He's a co-founder and principal and director of strategy for Fitzmartin, Inc. He's the author of a number of books, including Shift. That's his most recent book, 19 Practical Business-Driven Ideas, and he also Enabling Profit is another one, and I think we launched both of those on this show. He's our good friend, Sean. Welcome back.
Small Business Advocate's been important to me for years. Absolutely.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you too. Hey, we're glad you're here. One of the things that's been going on now for a long, long time is the tension, the intersection between small businesses and big businesses. You know, the small hardware store had to deal with Lowe's and the Home Depot and people like that, and the small retailer had to deal with Sears and Penney's over the years, et cetera, et cetera. But today, the small retailer, the small business, the Main Street company versus companies like Amazon, that's a whole other level of tension and intensity, isn't it, and threat.
I don't think anything's ever been seen like this before, and it's astonishing. We received a call 4 or 5 months ago from a large national organization that said Amazon was pushing into their member space, and they hired my firm to study and think about it and help them craft a playbook for these entities that are all across the country. And I'm under a confidentiality. I can't talk specifically. But what I want to share is the insights about Amazon, because as we studied this problem, it's remarkable. And wow, does it ever apply to Main Street. Small business is being impacted, but it doesn't have to be. That small business has choices, and in some ways, small business may be positioned the best in the marketplace to compete.
Well, in some ways, it's not much different from when we dealt with Walmart, Walmart was the Amazon of the '90s, right? And the last maybe part of the last decade, previous decade, but one of the things I like to remind people about, Sean, is if you type in back scratcher into Google, it'll pull up 149 Amazon options on the right. Or if you type go to Amazon, you type in back scratcher, it'll give you 149 different back scratchers you can order, and there may not be a nickel's worth of difference in any of the prices. But here's what I remind people about: Amazon can sell you 149 different back scratchers, but they can't scratch one back.
True.
And small businesses, that's what we do. We scratch backs, isn't it? I mean, we find the pain. We go right to the human being. And the other one more thing, Sean, and I'll let you comment on this, is we have to remember that, as I told people 20 years ago with Walmart, we don't have to conquer the world, do we? That's the beauty. Amazon has to conquer the world. We don't, do we?
Well, they are conquering the world, which is interesting. But, yeah, you know, I'm a Disney Institute certified fella, and when I took the classes there, one thing they taught us was to embrace the negative. In other words, they built their empire in Florida on a swamp. But instead of being panicked about the swamp, they embraced it. And when you're on the ground at Disney, you're actually standing on the second floor of a two-story building. They embraced the problem, mm-hmm. and they worked to it. So all the infrastructure is hidden on the first floor, and we stand on the second floor in Nirvana. Mm-hmm. And that's what you have to do with Amazon, is embrace what it is and work with it. You know, you've got to do as a small business what you do best, and you've got to do it better, because Amazon is going to outspend you. They are going to outmarket you. They are going to out-discount you.
Out-leverage you.
They are going to offer more products and more inventory than you ever can. In fact, part of their playbook is brilliant in that they don't hold the inventory. All their merchants hold the inventory. Their costs
right.
are lower.
Right.
You can't offer that much. So you've just got to embrace your role. And I think maybe as a small business owner, you could think about your role as having changed to being that of a curator. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. But explain it. I know what you mean, but flesh that out a little bit.
Yeah, well, so I think as a curator, well, for example, you mentioned bookstores as being highly disrupted, and they are. It's hard to find independent bookstores. They're not nearly the scale and the number nationally. But I could give you two examples of fabulous bookstores. There's one in Birmingham, Alabama, that specializes in first edition signed books.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they sell, first edition signed books, nothing else. And because of that, they moved from being the store in Birmingham to now a national entity. That if you need that expertise, then, man, they are the people to go
that's,
to.
That's an they example of what I mean by not having to conquer the world. Be the best
exactly.
at what you can be. And the thing is you and I both know, that bookstore doesn't need 10,000 customers. They probably only need
And it doesn't have an inventory. Of, it doesn't have the inventory of 10,000 books either, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're selling they're selling service. They're selling knowledge. They're doing exactly what you just said. Their passion and understanding and their connection to the customer is what's
mm-hmm.
working.
So what there is one thing though that I know, and I know you want to talk about this today. We do have to. I remind people that small business owners don't have to win the technology race, because we can't. We're not ever going to win the technology race. Amazon has already that war is over and we lost. But we do have to run in the race, meaning we have to present some level of technology, convenience, and handiness for the customer. Don't you think customers will give us credit for at least being in the race, even if we don't win it? What do you think, quickly?
Absolutely. Technology is amazing. And speaking of Amazon, they actually offer their technology services to you as a small business owner. So allow them to provide the best, most secure web servers in the world.
I want to point out before we go to the break, folks, and I hate to be cynical about this, but I've experienced this myself. Never assume that Amazon is on your side. Just like Facebook, just like Google, they're on their side. They're never going to be on your side. Never forget that as you use them, as you use their services. Sean Dalton and I will be right back. Quick break, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.